Two people have come forward now saying that they were mistreated at the Dawson Creek Hospital. Both are women who say they believe racism may have been a factor when staff and physicians allegedly dismissed the patients as intoxicated. Audrey McKinnon is our reporter here in Northern BC, and she's been on this story. She joins me this morning in our Daybreak studio with more. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Russell.
So what happened to these women at the Dawson Creek Hospital?
Well, the first person on my radar is Angela Healy. So she's a First Nations woman in Dawson Creek. She says she took her son to the hospital when he was having a bad reaction to some new medication, but it took him several hours to get anyone to take a serious look at him. She says when he came in, staff said they couldn't do anything for him. And for perspective, her son is 19. He has a heart condition, and Angela says his muscles were seizing up at the time that they were there. So Angela says the nurse finally got him a bed, but told him he was doing this to himself. And later she says the on-call doctor looked at her son and called him a junkie and said not to treat him until there was a full tox screen. So she was distraught. She was upset. And Angela says her son is a dark-skinned Aboriginal, and she's calling this a blatant act of racism. So she filed a complaint with the hospital, and she's encouraging other people as well to do the same if they face a similar situation.
So that's one story, but then there's this other woman who also had a similar account.
There is, yes. Leona Green, she heard Angela's story on the news and told me about her own experience. Leona is an elderly woman in Dawson Creek. In December last year, she says she went into the same hospital with a reaction to some new medication as well. She says she was immediately hustled into another room and told to sober up. So she was horrified. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. She's an elderly woman. This didn't make any sense to her. This was months ago, so she's not in the same place she was at that time emotionally.
You know, I can laugh about it now, but it was embarrassing at the time. You know, to try to explain, no, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk.
Leona is of Irish descent, but she says she could pass for Aboriginal. She's saying racism may have been a factor in her situation as well. Regardless, she says she had to take a urine test to prove her sobriety, and she was mortified by the experience.
Yeah, she seems to be quite charitable in retrospect, but certainly it's something to be concerned about. So what's happening with the complaints?
Well, Leona never filed a complaint. She commends Angela for doing it, though. Northern Health says it is taking that complaint seriously and is working with her and her family, with Angela and her family. The health authority says it's including all of the staff and physicians that may have been involved to get to the bottom of what happened.
So what's Northern Health saying it does to prevent racism from happening at its facilities?
Well, Northern Health promotes a cultural sensitivity course to all its staff. It's not required. And I'm told that 2,100 out of about 7,000 staff have taken it, and they expect that number to increase. The authority also says 9 Aboriginal patient liaisons across the region, including it, that's how many it has, including one in Dawson Creek. So cultural sensitivity is something on its radar for sure.
So we should, it's important here we say that these are allegations of racism, but what other factors are there that might explain what happened in Leona and Angela's situation?
Well, Leona says she thinks there might be a deeper problem with drugs and alcohol in the community as a whole.
It's kind of a mess here, if it's the only thing I can say. And I guess there's quite a lot of it end up in the hospital, and so everybody that walks in there not looking quite right, or be they white or Aboriginal or whatever, if you walk in there not looking quite right, you're immediately typed as being a drug addict or a drunk, so...
But regardless, Northern Health says all patients, whatever their condition, they aim to treat fairly and with respect. And on top of that, Annette Brown, a professor in UBC's School of Nursing who researches racism in the healthcare system, says even a perception of racism is enough to raise alarms. So she says we can't trivialize any complaint of racism.
When a person perceives that they're being treated unfairly, that does need to be taken very, very seriously, and it does require the healthcare system and individual providers to kind of shift their gaze and take a look at why it is that that person may have felt that they were treated unfairly.
So the question isn't where these are, were these cases of racism so much as how do we stop people from feeling they're victims of racism to begin with?
So these complaints, these two incidences happened in Dawson Creek, but how much do we know about problems of racism at other BC hospitals?
Allegedly happened in Dawson Creek. Well, Annette Brown is working on an ongoing study called EQUIP that looks at systemic racism in BC hospitals that I mentioned earlier. This is what she has to say.
This happens routinely in the healthcare system, but we are not necessarily aware that that is happening and that that's playing out.
Brown says there's tons of evidence that systemic racism in hospitals is a recurring problem. She says it's not just a hospital problem just because we see it there. She says if that racism exists in hospitals, that's an indication that it's in our legal system and it's in our school systems and society in general. But she says if it does happen in our hospitals, the health system needs to deal with it. She says staff need sensitivity training up front, and they need to make a real effort to make sure no matter who walks in that door, they feel welcome. In some circumstances, she says, we may not even be aware of the facial expressions we make or the tones that we use with certain individuals based on what they look like. And then these cases need to be dealt with on case-by-case basis. When there's a complaint, the whole system needs to look at ways to think about how it can be done better going forward, according to her. And it appears that Northern Health is doing those things on some level at least.
And Audrey, how are the two patients who were directly affected by what they say happened to them, how are they doing now?
Well, Angela is still working with Northern Health on getting her son's hospital records from that day. The diagnostics came back for his reaction. The thing that landed him in the hospital to begin with is neuroleptic malignant syndrome. It's a rare life-threatening reaction to certain medications. Angela doesn't want to reveal much more than that about her son at this point. She says it's been an exhausting period of time. And Leona Green, she can laugh about her experience now, but she's just crossing her fingers she doesn't have an allergic reaction at any time soon, because she doesn't want to end up dealing with a similar experience again. So she's not feeling too secure in Northern BC's hospitals right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Audrey McKinnon, our Northern BC reporter here on Daybreak, thanks so much for joining us, Audrey.
Thank you.
And Audrey's been uncovering some details about systemic racism in BC hospitals, and two people have come forward so far with alleged circumstances stemming from possible racism at the Dawson Creek Hospital. But we want to hear from you. Have you had experiences like these in a Northern BC hospital, and how did it make you feel? What was the explanation, if you were given, if any? You can tell us about your experience, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. That's daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.